7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Can't be right, because that's never right. Well, actually, I think it's been right twice, maybe three times, but that's not the point. The actual time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Doobabibia's Guide. Once again, I'm overwhelmed with enthusiasm as it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this committee, and, well, there's nothing you can do about it, except maybe pour some tea. Oh, so yummy. Oh, it looks so good. What are we drinking today? It should be obvious. Oh, yeah. We're drinking Da Hong Pao. Yeah, still drinking Da Hong Pao. And I'll probably drink it for the rest of the day. Oh, ow. It's so good. It's so delicious. I think I'll drink some more. Oh, it's so good. I can't get enough. I am kind of messed up today. I slept kind of good, but I think I must have slept in the wrong position because, oh, I'm sore all over. And I'm looking out my window because it rained last night, but it rained sort of early. It's still a little bit wet out there, and it's a little bit windy, or it's gusty, so we need to decide. Well, we've come all this way. We might as well try it. Let's get out of the car. Yeah. You know, I kind of don't want to get out of the car because I just realized something. You know, the seat in my car is really good at relieving the strain on my leg muscles, my back muscles. Does that mean I need to move a car seat into my house to sit on? I don't know what that means. I've come down here to the creek today once again, because we need to look for some owls. I was thinking about going to a different creek. I was thinking about going out to the heronry. But then I remembered today's Saturday. And so there's probably lots of people there playing baseball. And or softball. And or whatever. Oh, you know where we should have gone? We should have gone. Should have gone to the cricket pitches and watched them play some cricket. But I kind of don't feel like cricket today. I got cricket to watch tonight. I think I got footy I need to watch tonight as well. So today, I thought, maybe we need to watch some owls, or at least look for some owls. So here we are. I am now making my way under the canopy into the creek zone. And I'm listening for bird freakouts. I don't hear any. I think I hear... I thought I heard a hawk or something. Sounded like a Cooper's hawk. Okay, so now that I'm actually under the canopy and stuff, we gotta look around. Oh. Oh my God. Okay. Okay. This is weird. This is damn weird. A couple of days ago, a tree fell over right here where we like to enter the creek, right? And you're not going to believe this, but there is a marmot in the tree. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, or 8 meters in front of me. It's weird because he can't run away. He's in a weird spot. And the branches are really thin and everything. And so he can't just like back down or do anything because he climbed up here kind of precariously. And so we're sort of, damn it, we're at a standoff. I don't want to move forward. He can't go anywhere. I'm trying to get photographs, but it's dark under here. My flash wants to go off. I can't seem to hold the camera steady enough, and the battery might be dying. And damn it, I don't know what's happening. I gotta try to get the settings on my camera better. And this is all happening while he's staring at me. And I can't get a picture. Now the camera wants to focus on something else, and something's squawking. I'm hearing bird action. Why am I getting these damn double flashes? I turned the stupid red-eye thing off. Okay, we're starting to finally get normal behavior out of the camera. But I think the flash is screwing stuff up. I'm kneeling down because this marmot, you know, he's above the ground. He's 2 or 3 meters above the ground in this fallen over tree. And he is actually just a little bit below me. He's a half meter below me in altitude. And I think he's just eating leaves on this tree that's fallen over. Okay, well, we came down here to look for owls, and instead, we find ourselves a mati. All right, I'm starting to get the battery indicator on my camera screen telling me that blah, 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 we're running out of battery. I'm going to try to get a couple more pictures. I don't know if we're going to be able to get any or not. Camera doesn't want to focus on the marmot. And when it does, that's when my hand starts to shake. I'm turning the camera off. There's squawks up in the canopy. Okay, so this is interesting. I don't want to go any further, because now to go down into the creek, I would basically have to walk under that mati and probably spook him. And I don't want to spook my mati buddy, because he's right here. Oh my god. This is hilarious. This is absolutely... I wonder if I could move up a little bit closer. I'm actually about 1, 2.5, 3 meters. Oh, he moved. He's moving. I'm like 3 meters. I didn't start to move, but I... Oh, he's coming towards me. Okay, he's... Mr. Mati. He's... Oh, he's sort of moving away now. Oh, I didn't know he could climb and get up and get down this way. He found a new interesting way to get into this area. I'm watching him. He's walking along. Hi, Mati. Oh, now he's going a little bit faster. He's walking along. Oh, he's kind of scared. He just jumped onto the ground. And now he's running up. Okay. He's below the stump where the tree fell over, and he's running underneath it. And he's going back. He's running up this little ravine. And where did he go? Okay, I saw that little bush shake. There must be a marmot den over there. Right where you walk into this area to go down into the creek, there's a little ravine off to the side. And this ravine is where some water from the street comes down and drains into the creek. Now, I can't see for certain, but I have a feeling. Let's move over here. There must be a Mati den over there, because that guy just disappeared. Oh, yeah. What an absolutely incredible day. Shaping up already. Almost didn't come down here. Like I mentioned before, I was thinking about going to the heronry today. And I'm so glad we came down here, because instead of finding our owl friends, we run directly into a Mati. And he was so nice. He was eating some yummy leaves. All right, so now I have to decide if I actually want to go down into the creek. It looks kind of muddy. Oh yeah, it's been raining. It's going to be slippery. Is this a good idea? I don't know. Oh, maybe not. I'm going for it. And I'm already slipping and sliding. So if you hear sudden crash sounds and sounds of somebody screaming in pain, it just means I fell. And now here's the trickiest and most dangerous part. And this is right where the marmot was. If I just put my hand up out of there, that's where he was. I could almost touch him if he was still there. There's a lot of bird poop right here, unusual. Okay, are we down? Oh yeah, now we're down. Uh-oh, water level has been high. Water level has been high. There's mud on these leaves. There's mud on the tops of these leaves. Wow. Wow. Oh, look at all this bark. You know, all the bark that was falling off the tree that was up there, that has now been washed all the way down here and is stuck up against these trees. Yeah, I thought it did rain pretty good last night. At least it sounded like it did. I was reading at one point in time in my bathtub, reading books. I was reading, I can't tell you. I can't tell you what I was reading because you'll think I'm a pretentious jerk. Oh wait, I am a pretentious jerk. And as I walk up to the edge of the creek here, there's color. There's a red golf ball down in there. The water level is high. It's very interesting. Don't think I've ever seen it this high. But not, you know, too high. Still got white golf balls. There's some golf balls that have been buried in the mud. But I want to go down there and get that red golf ball because it looks nice. It looks very red. Oh, damn it. Muddy and slippery today. How am I going to get down there to get the golf ball? Don't panic, Tobe. Just go down there. Just slide down on your knees if you have to. Oh, I'm sliding. This is bad. Oh, okay, I've hit the sand. This is better. Okay, and there's Mati tracks right here. And there's mud on my hands now. And I'm following the Mati tracks. Oh, I might have strained my back a little bit falling down like that. Oh, the sand is wet and soggy. Am I gonna get wet? I'm getting closer to the ball. I think it's a Callaway. Yes, it is. It's a Callaway number one. I'm gonna wash my hands off in the sand here. Now I got mud in my fingernails. Wash the ball off. That's a red Callaway number one. Is this the normal red color? This looks like a different color. It just looks weird, but I think it's just an optical illusion. You know, it's not sunny right now. It's overcast, and I'm in a very green area, so this ball is looking very red. All right, and now we got to get out of here. What is this chunk of... Is this glass? Or is this... Huh. What an interesting piece of glass. I'm going to take this with me. I think I might have hurt myself. No, I'm good. I'm good. Is that a yellow golf ball in the water? Yeah, I think it is, but we don't collect yellow golf balls anymore. Okay, here's where I slid down the bank. How am I going to get back up here? Well, let's put the stuff in my pocket so we have a free hand to use. And tricky, but one minor fall and I'm good. All right, now the big trick is going to be climbing back up the big steep slope. So should we cut over to music so you don't have to hear my pathetic attempt to do this? Or do you want to actually see if I'm a success or a failure? Yeah, I thought as much, so we'll leave it. We'll leave the microphone on and the music off. As I make my way, I'm halfway up this very slippery, muddy slope, and I'm grabbing onto trees to help me get up here. One more step and we're good. Hi, yada. Okay, I'm out. Plug in the music machine. Hit play. Oh, that is, of course, Tico, our favorite rock and roll singing parrot. Ah, I needed that. And then I think we had a little cat scratch fever in there. That seems appropriate, kind of. I don't know. But yeah, apparently I survived crawling out of the creek, and I'm alive, and I don't think I'm injured in any way, but we won't know until later that if, you know, whether or not I pulled any muscles or did anything painfully weird. I do not need painfully weird. I do not like painfully weird. But here's the weird part. Sometimes, although I don't like painfully weird, sometimes I can deal with weirdly painful. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, Tobe, what do you mean? What do you mean by weirdly painful? And I mean weirdly painful, like Kirk Cameron. Boy, is he gonna get it now.
Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before he starts to
whine. Oh, no. It just doesn't matter how fast it works, because 1981 mom is still just gonna say,
hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, we're just looking for some less expository television commercials, 1981 mom. Jeez. I think we're asking for way too much here. Okay, so now we've come to the part of the show where we gotta play with some synthesizers. So I'm turning some stuff on and I'm plugging some stuff in. I did something last night. There was an accident last night. and it was a fortunate accident. Yesterday, I decided I was going to do something new. I was going to do some new stuff, and I decided to hook a piece of extra equipment up. Basically, just a foot pedal. But I'll tell you something right now. This is exactly the wrong kind of foot pedal, and it does something weird. Because it's the wrong foot pedal, it was originally for a different piece of equipment altogether. A number of years ago, I decided to plug it into the 303 to see what would happen, and something weird enough happened that I remembered that forever. And since that's a thing, we're going to incorporate that now, but I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is and what it does because it's my secret technique. But yeah, when I was messing around with that, wait, is this on? This is on, but it's not set for the right thing yet. Okay. And blah, 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 blah. I could keep talking about it, or we can just do it, right? Yeah, you want to hear this. So, are we ready yet? Yeah, and that's about it. Although, that wasn't quite what I had going last night, because looks like baby Florian has drifted a little bit again, like he likes to do. So, that was not quite what I had going last night, but it was close enough. Do we need to tune this? I don't know. Jeez, man. Maybe if we drop it down an octave. Now what does it sound like? Let's press start. Let's bring in some more oscillators. That's not the oscillator, that's the pocket operator. The extra little thing that I added last night. And I didn't mean to make it sound like, you know, the distant horns thing, but it just happened. Don't ask. Now wait, is that still in tune? Wow, that subharmonic is awesome. That damn thing set. And so now, of course, it has to freak out all over the place. I guess that's okay. Because this is not what I wanted to do. Like I mentioned before, this is just a mistake. This was an accident. Basically, what happened is I plugged some stuff in, and I just wanted to see what it sounded like, and I just got this. Although it wasn't quite that. It was actually, I don't know. It was something fun and cool. But I thought, okay, this is weird. This might work with the thing that's already on Florian. And it did at the time. It's a little weird now, but it still sounds kind of okay. And I'm glad you got to hear it, because now I can get to work on the original idea that I had. The whole reason that I wanted to get this switch down here and hook up some of this other stuff is so I could get a different kind of sound going. And what kind of different sound did you want, Tobe? Well, I don't know. I was thinking something like some planetarium music. I know SMJ will be glad to hear that. Yeah, you know, maybe I needed to soundtrack some flybys of Saturn. No, okay, imagine you're riding a satellite. Imagine you're surfing a satellite through, you know, the asteroid belt. Yeah, that's the kind of music I need to make. And it doesn't sound like this. This is not how you make it. But that does kind of sound cool. But then again, everything sounds cool on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. But I gotta get out of here, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.